Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and certain scribes who came from Jerusalem gathered around him. When they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, ritually unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they wash their hands ritually, do not eat, keeping the tradition of the elders. When they come from the market, unless they wash, they do not eat. And there are many other traditions which they have received and observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and bronze vessels and dining couches. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' For laying aside the commandment of Elohim, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do." And he said to them, "You full well reject the commandment of Elohim, so that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or mother, "It is korban," that is to say, what you would have profited from me as a gift to Elohim, he shall be free." Then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of Elohim of no effect through your tradition, which you have delivered. And you do many similar things." When he had called all the people to him, he said, "Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside a man that by entering him can defile him. But the things which come out of the man are what defile him. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had left the people and entered the house, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. He said to them, "Are you so without understanding also? Do you not know that anything from the outside that enters a man cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but into his stomach, and goes out into the sewer, thus purifying all foods?" And he said, "What comes out of a man is what defile a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. He entered a house and would have no one know it. Yet he could not be hidden. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. And she begged him to cast the devil out of her daughter. Yeshua said to her, "Let the children first be filled. For it is not fitting to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She answered, "Yes, Master. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this answer, go your way. The devil has gone out of your daughter." When she had come to her house, she found the devil had gone out, and her daughter lying on the bed. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and had difficulty speaking. And they pleaded with him to put his hand on him. He took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and spat and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke correctly. He ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more they greatly proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak."